This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Smith, S-M-I-T-H, first name Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, the date of evaluation, October 6, 2025, the patient's date of birth, September 28, 1955, the referring physician, Dr. Centino, the chief complaint, 70-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HVI. The patient is a 70-year-old male who suffered a right shoulder injury in September of 2024, period. Symptoms had progressively worsened, and he first reported his symptomology in January of 2025, period. He had reported sharp pain involving the right shoulder as a result of the industrial injury, period. Pain is typically 3/10, but increases to 10/10 with activity, period. Pain is non-radiating, period. However, it is associated with decreased range of motion, period. Of note, he previously described the pain as constant, dull, aching, period. It is intermittently sharp, period. It is limited to the shoulder. Pain is somewhat relieved with rest, ice, and anti-inflammatory medication, but once again it's worsened with activities to include lifting, pushing, pulling, grasping, or dressing, period. His past medical history includes Peyronie's disease, next number anxiety disorder, next number family history of mental disorder, next number history of colon polyps, next number Barrett's esophagus without dysplasia, next number essential hypertension, next number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number chronic bilateral low back pain, next number history of spinal stenosis, next number lactose intolerance, next number, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Next number, urinary retention. Next number, erectile dysfunction. Next number, seborrheic dermatitis. Next number, appendicitis. Past surgical history. Laminectomy, next number L5-S1 fusion, next number appendectomy, next number lysis of adhesion from the abdominal wall, medications, fluticasone as a lifter, 200 microgram, one puff daily, atenolol, 50 milligrams, take one tablet daily, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, take 1/2 to 1 tablet pill every 8 hours, PRN. Losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 100/12.5 milligrams daily. Cialis, 10 milligrams daily. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams one daily. Fluticasone, propionate, i.e. Flonase, 50 microgram inhalation, Pulmicort Flexhaler, 180 milligrams, one puff BID, Lidocaine patch, 5%, apply one patch to clean dry skin every 24 hours. Of note, the patient had been taking his Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide half tablet only, period. In addition, he is taking Atenolol half tablet PRN only. His allergies, he has no known drug allergies, but stated that he does not take aspirin, as his father had a severe allergy to aspirin, period. The patient himself has never had an allergic reaction to aspirin, period. The family history, father had aspirin allergies, as noted. Mother had breast and brain cancer. In addition, they both had atrial fibrillation. Social history, the patient is a prior smoker. He stated that he has not smoked since 1973. However, he has chewed tobacco, period. He notes alcohol use but denies any drug use. The review of systems. Gastrointestinal, he has heartburn. Neurologic, he has dizziness and vertigo, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 127/65, heart rate range from 68 to 113 beats per minute, period. Respiratory rate is 20, weight 174 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin reveals multiple tattoos, especially involving the arms bilaterally, period. Cardiovascular, he has irregular rhythm, period. He is tachycardic, period. There is no S3 present, period. The radial pulses are symmetrical, period. There is no JVD, period. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness on abduction of the right shoulder, period. There's moderate severe tenderness at approximately 85 degrees, period. There is limited range of motion, period. Data review. And ECG which the patient brought to the office, it is undated. It demonstrates atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response of 130 beats per minute, period. There is right axis deviation, period. ECG performed in the office reveals atrial fibrillation rate of 84 beats per minute, period. There is loss of our waves in leads V1, period. Non-specific ST T wave changes noted, period. A second ECG performed on the same date reveals atrial fibrillation at a rate of 111 beats per minute, period. Again, there's loss of R waves in leads V1 and V2, period. There is evidence of an incomplete right bundle branch block, period. However, no significant ST/T-wave changes are noted, period. Lab work, sodium 140, comma, potassium 4.1, comma, chloride 103, comma, bicarb 27, comma, BUN 12, comma, creatinine 1.02, comma, glucose 86, period, white blood cell count 5.1, comma, hemoglobin 14.8, comma, platelets 248, period, hemoglobin A1C 5.3, period. MRI of the right shoulder without contrast revealed moderate arthrosis of the AC joint with hypertrophy and spurring, period. There is supraspinatus tendon bursal sided tear, period. This is 6.3 millimeter with fluid subacromial in the subdeltoid bursa, period. There is associated moderate tendonitis, correction, moderate tendinosis, period. There is mild subscapularis tendinosis. Superior distal fibers, subcortical cystic change of the lesser tuberosity. Superior labrum, moderate to severe degenerative change at 12 o'clock, consistent with chronic tear, period. There is inferior glenohumeral ligament with areas of partial intermediate signal intensity, which may correspond to subacute adhesive capsulitis. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury, period. He is found to have chronic pain syndrome, period. He was further found to have a tear involving the right supraclavicular joint, period. The patient is now scheduled for upcoming right shoulder diagnostic arthroscopy with rotator cuff repair, labral debridement, and decompression, period. He has history of atrial fibrillation of at least 4 years duration, prior workup apparently was unremarkable, period. The patient has ongoing atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, but apparently is only taking half the dose of his atenolol, period. The patient is felt to require a higher degree of beta blockade versus calcium channel blockade for better control of his heart rate, period. He has no symptoms of orthopnea, PND, or anginal equivalent at this time, period. He has no evidence of congestive heart failure, period. The patient is advised to increase his atenolol to 50 milligrams PO daily for further rate control, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his surgical procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. An addendum. Additional diagnosis as noted include chronic pain syndrome, right shoulder, high-grade partial thickness rotator cuff tearing, next number right shoulder slap tear, next number atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension controlled, next number history of erectile dysfunction. Again, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.